This is Leo for KTWH with the February 9th edition of the COVID-19 update for Lake County, Minnesota, and the U.S. In brief, across the U.S., we go to the website ncov2019.live/data, aggressive data aggregator from all sources. They list currently 78.5 million reported COVID-19 cases since the pandemic began. And now they say we've seen over 932,000 deaths from COVID-19 in the nation. As of February 7th, 212 million people in the U.S. have received a full series of the COVID-19 vaccine, whether a single Johnson & Johnson or two doses of Pfizer or Moderna. This does not include a booster for any of the population. Those figures are kept separately and are considerably lower. The national vaccination rate is 64.4%, having received a full series of the vaccine. Across Minnesota, we have had 1.3 million reported cases, more than 11,600 reported deaths, new cases, hospitalizations, and the positivity rate are now all trending down. But Minnesota still reported over 10,400 new cases on Tuesday, February 8th, a very high number of cases. And to go with that, 48 deaths were reported across a wide age range. Minnesota now ranks 18th among U.S. states in our COVID vaccination rate. We have 69.4% of our residents fully vaccinated. In Lake County, we've had to date 1,946 reported COVID-19 cases. Newly reported cases dropped last week from a pandemic high of 133 the prior week to 46 during the last 7 days. And based on the most recent data available, the Omicron surge appears to have peaked in Lake County back on the week of January 11th. Two Harbors High School reported this week 4 positive cases and 3 quarantined individuals. That was on February 7th. That is down considerably from the week before. The 14-day case rate for the period of January 23rd to February 5th across Lake County is 92.8. That's based on 98 cases during those 2 weeks. That's down from 164 a week ago. There have been 3 newly reported hospitalizations. That brings the county total to 60 during the pandemic. And unfortunately, 1 newly reported death, making the death toll in Lake County from COVID-19 27. The CDC still considers our county to be an area of high community transmission. Masks are recommended in indoor settings, regardless of vaccination status. 71.4% of Lake County residents have completed the vaccine series, and about 4,600 Lake County residents have received additional doses or booster doses of vaccine. Here's some news you can use. There are free N95 and N99 masks available to county residents. The masks can be picked up during regular business hours at the Lake County Health and Human Services offices in Two Harbors or Silver Bay. There is a limit of 10 masks per person. Public health staff and volunteers continue to assist with COVID-19 drive-up testing at Lakeview Hospital and Medical Clinics. And this news that preliminary planning is now underway for Pfizer vaccination clinics for children under age 5. Emergency use authorization for the Pfizer vaccine for children under 5 has not yet been approved for that vaccination. And that does it for this week. We thank Lisa Hansen from the Health and Human Services Department and her public health staff for the information that went into today's report. This is Leo for KTWH Two Harbors Community Radio.